יהושע שמשון, לא? סטור אידי, נצא לווי, יהושע שמשון, ברונה.
שוז כל הקודש הזה פרסו פייסים יחוי דחסניה רבי נחם דוד זלצמן בסדרס חוש בפרוגרם דחסניה של תאו today's share I just want to be mentioned should be as chus my father was missed a few months ago Avi Meir of his soul when of simcha should be as chus a little nishmasai there's a lot to talk about in Parshas Nosai it's a very long Parshah it's the longest Parshah the 176 psukim might be a little remiss to all the long Shabbos Shabbat Brachos Joshua's that we have because we really this is not say our Shabbos Shabbat Brachos it's the Shabbos after Kabbalah Satoya where all the Chosin Kali Sol and the Chosin and Kala Chazal say is the Epshter with the Toya with Kali Sol is the Chosin and Kala so Pasha's not which usually falls right after Shavuos so we're all really in Shabbos Shabbat Brachos we're not saying Tachanun all week like we're Chosin and Shabbat Brachos there might be a The fact that such a long Pasha might be a little remiss to that. I don't know if anyone knows how many Hesophis you can make in Pasha's Nasei. 34 Hesophis you can make in Pasha's Nasei. There's a Meister, there was someone who made an offer of Pasha's Nasei, and they made many, many Hesophis, the maximum, most they could make, and there was there someone there with a photographic memory. And after Shabbos, he called up every person, reminded them which Aliyah they got, and how much money they promised to give. The Chiddush Arim says that since Nasa falls after Shavuos, so on Shavuos we always get more shepa of Toya. Eivish gives us Toya on more Toya on Shavuos, and that's why the Taka is such a big arichas in Nasa. We've got all the Toya that we got on Shavuos. The Medrash is also, the Medrash Rabbah is also the biggest Medrash of all the Pashas, this Pashas Nasa. Now what is Taka's arichas in Nasa? Well, if you look, where all the psukim spent on? Which Indian of Pashas Nasa? So they're spent on the Nasiim. Each Nasi bought a carbon. Each Nasi is 6 psukim. And all the 12 Nasiim is 72 psukim of the parasha goes to the Nasiim. And the obvious question is, why is the Torah so marich with the Nasiim? Say that, if you look, they bought exactly the same carbon. So let's say by the first one was Yehuda. Say that Yehuda bought the first day was Nachshon Aminadab. The Torah should elaborate on this carbon. And then say in one pasuk, V'chein also all the other shvatim. And the Ramban says that would be a priestess in their kovet. That would be showing lack of kovet for the other Nasiim. They all bought the same kovet. And for Nachshon and Aminadab, the Torah gives such an arichas, elaborating exactly the kovet, what he bought, how much he bought, and the other Nasiim is just going to say, v'chein osu kulam, it's going to be a priestess in their kovet. Imagine someone reads a newspaper article about two people going along this, taking a walk, the promenade, Yankel and Yossel, and they see, they look in the scene, they see that there's two people about to drown. And they both go and save one person. And imagine the newspaper article says all about Yankel, how he was Moshe Nefesh, he was so quick, and all this godless that he did, and the whole article is about Yankel. And the end of the last line will say, and Yossel did the same to the other person. That would be a priestess that would be showing that it would look like it's not giving Yossel the right cover. So the Ramban says that's why the Torah was marach so much on the Nasiim. And if you think about it, it's really a moyer de gezach. Because it comes to Shabbos, the Torah is very makatzer about Shabbos. The Torah doesn't say what the melachas are. It's learned out from Shabbos and Mishkan, melachas mach Shabbos. So we have to work out which melachas were done in the Mishkan. And Shabbos we know is the yisoid of ahol emunah. It's all Shabbos, and the Torah is so makatza, the melachas are not even mentioned. And when it comes to tefillin, the Torah is makatza. The Torah doesn't say what color the tefillin have to be, which shape they have to be, how you write it, on what you write it, which hand you put it on, which part of the hand. And these are all learnt from Ramazim and the Psukim, all from Joshua, and nothing is mefurish. And here, when it comes to the Zahira's sensitivity to other people's feelings, the Torah gives such an arichas. And let's talk a little Musa Haskell for us. After Kabbalah Satoya, we've just been Makabal the Torah, but we have to realize that the Torah has to go together with Zahimus in Benodim and Chaveh, consideration for other people's feelings. I just want to say a few little uvdas how Gedolei Yisrael were extra nizer in this to give everyone their right covered and for sure not to offend anyone. There's a Moed HaKamaisa with Rabbi Yashiv in his later years was Marech Yom, and Rabbi Yashiv lived till 102. The doctor said he's not going to live longer than 40. He had a very weak heart. There's a cardiologist in St. Louis, the world famous cardiologist, Dr. Alan Weiss. He was the heart doctor of all the Gedolim, Rav Shach, the Stipler, many Gedolei Yisrael, and he said they all had regular hearts. And Rabbi Yashiv's heart, he said, was pumping at 20%, 20% capacity. He had a very weak heart, and the doctor said he's not going to live 40. But we know the doctors don't run the world, and he was Marech Yomim till 102. He was giving shir till 101. He was still giving shir. And his later years, he was shrach, and he had 5 liters of water in his legs. It was very hard for him to walk. But anyway, the story goes that one day, it was actually an L, and he used to have a grandson in the house. He would sleep in the house with him to take care of him, because Robertson was already Nifterman a good few years before. And he would need help sometimes getting dressed in the morning, and his grandson would put his shoes on. Anyway, so it happened one day, it was an L, after Slichas, after davening, so Rabbi Yashiv came home, and after he came home, another grandson came. He had different shifts, and the grandson, Rabbi Aryeh, who used to take care of him a lot in the late years. So when Rabbi Aryeh came in, Rabbi Yashiv motioned to him. He said, shh. He motioned him that he shouldn't say anything. Rabbi Aryeh didn't know what his Zayda meant, but he didn't, you know, he kept quiet. Rabbi Yashiv told him to keep quiet. When Aryeh came in, the grandson who was there the night before was packing up his things to leave. And after he left, Rabbi Yashiv asked Rabbi Aryeh if he can switch around his shoes. The grandson who got him dressed that morning put on the shoes the wrong feet. He put his right shoe on the left foot, his left shoe on the right foot. And Rabbi Yashiv got up, this is 2:30 in the morning, Rabbi Yashiv got up to learn. He learned like that, he went to Davin. And he was worried. He was telling the Rabbi Aryeh not to say anything. He was worried, Rabbi Aryeh is going to come in, he's going to say, the bosom in the sheikh, your shoe's on the wrong feet. He didn't want him to say anything, so he motioned to keep quiet. That was his zehimus. So Rabbi Yashiv realized right away that his shoes were on the wrong feet. He was, as you said, it was hard for him to walk at that point with his shoes on the right feet. By his zehimus, he didn't want to tell his grandson who got him dressed that he switched around the shoes. He didn't want to offend him. And he went like that. He went to Davin. Hours and hours, like approximately 4 or 5 hours, until his shoes were switched. All not to offend his grandson. There was just another order of Shlomo Zalman Oibach. One Erev Pesach, he called over someone, a gabbai of his, and he asked him to deliver envelopes. He gave him a list of addresses to deliver envelopes. And the gabbai said, you know, it's Erev Pesach today, everyone's very busy, like, does it have to be now? But Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, but these are poor families. First day Chol HaMoed, people used to go to the zoo. And it was a big trip, and these are for the poor families who couldn't afford tickets for the children to go to the zoo, so they raised money, and these were to buy tickets for them, and Shlomo Zalman asked him to deliver these tickets. So he said, okay, but they're not going tonight, they're not going tomorrow, they're going first day Chol HaMoed, so why can't I go on Motzei Yontif? And Shlomo Zalman says, you don't understand, these boys are going to all be seeing their friends in shul on the first day Pesach, and everyone's going to be asking each other, where are you going to go, where are you going for your Chol HaMoed trip? And these, the boys or the poor families, are not going to know they're going to be embarrassed, they're not going to know where they're going, and that was his zehius, that they shouldn't feel uncomfortable, and therefore he wanted them to have it before Yom Tov already. The Meister of Chaim Moser, Melech Biederman, said over this Meister recently, a story of Chaim Moser, that the famous Baron Rothschild, the multimillionaire, made a Kiddush once, and Shabbos morning he invited the Gedolim, quite a few Gedolim, Chaim Moser was there, and other Gedolim, and he asked them to make Kiddush. They noticed there was on the table, there was kaisis, there was cups, and there was wine, but there was no mezainis. And everyone knows, ein Kiddush ele mokum suda. If you don't have a suda, if you don't have a kazayis of bread or mezainis, alamichya mezainis, not rice, but it has to be a mezainis, which the bracha koinis alamichya. If you don't have a kazayis of bread or mezainis, then your Kiddush, you're not yotze with your Kiddush. So they didn't know what to do. So he said, okay. If you don't want to make Kiddush, I'll make Kiddush. So the Baron Rothschild takes the cup, fills it up with wine. He says, "Roy Bagofen." He drinks the wine, and guess what? He eats the cup. The cup was made of mezainis, the fancy was a food, and he ate the cup. That was near the kazayis. The cup was the kazayis, and he was yaitz a kiddush from Kum Suda. Okay, so now he said to Gedolim, now I make kiddush. Now it's your turn. So B'chaim Reza does the same. Picks up the kais, fills it up with wine, and he starts making kiddush. In the middle, he stops and he thinks, and then he continues. And he said, "Boy, Pagofen." He drank the wine and he ate the cup. So they asked him afterwards, "What were you thinking about so much in the middle of kiddush?" He said, "We know when you make kiddush, you have to cover the chalitz. Why do you have to cover the chalitz when you make kiddush? Because shlagait, we don't want the chalitz to be ashamed. We know that chalitz is chita soya is the beginning of the pasuk of shivus aminim and gefen is only later. So bread has a priority over wine, and therefore it's a bizoyan for the bread that you're taking the wine and make a kiddush on the wine, not the bread. So there's a shayla by mezoinus also." If you're making kiddush Shabbos morning, let's say on mezoinus, do you also have to cover the mezoinus or not? So Chaim Reza said, the whole shayla, if you have to cover mezoinus, is when the mezoinus is on the table. But if you're holding the mezoinus in your hand, for sure it's a bizayon for the mezoinus. You're holding the mezoinus in your hand, and you're saying vayipak often, so that's why he was hesitant to make kiddush. So they said, so why did he make kiddush? He said, because he cared more about the mezoinus of Avraham Rothschild than the mezoinus of the cookies and the cake. So that was his zehiras, the Ben Olam, Ben Olam Chaveya, not to make the Avraham Rothschild feel uncomfortable. And one more over there I want to say with the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe, apart from being a big Rebbe and a big tzaddik and everything, he used to give out money. People used to give him money to give out to Aniyim. And there was one person came to him and he said that he's making chasna. He needs $3,000. Today I don't think anybody can get far with a chasna of $3,000. Maybe they'll cover for the Kabbalah Tfana, maybe some plastic cups and a few chips, crisps or whatever. But they're not going to get far. But in those days, $3,000 was enough to make a chasna. And he came to the Rebbe and he asked him that he needs make chasna. He needs $3,000. So the Rebbe took out from his drawer $2,900. He gave it to the man and he wished the Mazdav B'Shatov Maslachas, and the man left. And after the man left, the Rebbe's Gaba asked him, why did you only give him $2,900? He had much more money in the drawer. Why did you not give him the full $3,000? And he said that really, whenever a person says he needs this amount for a chasna, he really could do it more also. He said, what's going to happen if I would have given him the full $3,000? He would have left the room and he said, what a shame I didn't ask for more. You see, whatever I asked, the Rebbe gave me. If I would have asked him for more, he would have given me also. He would have felt so upset that he didn't ask for more. And the Rebbe didn't want him to feel upset. So he said, $2,900, I'll give you. You know, the rest you take care of yourself. And that way, he made sure that the person's not going to feel upset that he didn't ask for more money. Also, there's a hiras of Benon Nachavei, as we see it's all based in this parasha, how we see the Torah so marich in the Korban of the Nesim. Just going to go back to the parasha about the Nozit. So we know there's a parasha of Nezimus, that a person can be makabel on himself Nezimus. He can come to be makabel on himself to be on a higher level. He's not matam himself. He doesn't drink wine. Doesn't have a haircut. He's a kodesh. The pasuk calls him kodesh here. And then it says like this: the din is when the nazir becomes. If a nazir becomes tamei, the pasuk says, so he has to start all his nazirus all over again. The pasuk says, "V'chiyomus meis olah b'pesam pesayim." Let's say a meis dies suddenly. He's in a house and he realizes that there's a dead person there. The timuration is always nazirus becomes tamei. The gilach meishav b'im tanosim v'yomer shivigalchenu, and then he has to start again. It says v'yomim hoishayim yipru kitaminizay. The first days that he counted already, they fall away. He cannot count the nazirus as minimum nazirus is 30 days. Let's say after 28 days, the nazir realizes he became tamei. He has to start all over again. It's not enough for him to keep afterwards another 2 days. He's got to keep another full 30 days. So the question is, what's the pshat? He did so much already. Why can he not just do another 2 days? He was makabel nezius, some nezius, 30 days. Why do we say that the days that he kept, they fall from the cheshbon, they can't count? So you can explain, I want to say two of this, you can explain this parash of nezius. There was a story that Eretz Yisrael, there's obviously a lot of Arabs, too many of them, and so by borders, by different areas, of borders going into the Arab areas, there's a lot of security checks. When a car leaves, so the police check every car to make sure it's not a stolen car. So a car came to the security point, the border there, And they checked it, and yeah, everything seemed pretty legal. And they're about to let it go. And then the one police said, let me check it again. He walks around the car, walks on the ground, said, no, it's a stolen car. So they said, how do you know it's stolen? He said, because they saw the back sticker, it says, Ein Oid Milvadoi. If it's Ein Oid Milvadoi, then obviously it's not the Arabs, it's a stolen. So they gave back, they tracked down the owner, they called him up, and they said, we have your car. And the owner explained to the police the story behind this sticker. He says that it was a kibbutz organization who came around to him trying to be makari with him, and he wasn't interested. They said, okay, listen, you don't want to be from, do one thing, just at least put a sticker on the back of your car, and it should say Ein Oid Milvadoi. He did it. Half hour later, he comes down, and his car stolen. And he starts blaming them. You see, what do you do? You see, well, what's the world becoming firm? I agreed to put the sticker on the back of my car, and the car got stolen. And little did he realize that the fact that he put that sticker on the car was the reason why he got his car back. If he wouldn't have had the sticker on his car, there would be no way that the police could have tracked down that was his. So we see that a person who wants to do the right thing gets a special Siyata Dishmaya. And therefore, that could be pshat in the Nazir. A Nazir is makabel himself to keep Naziris, and if we see that it's not working, if we see that however much he tries, and Eibusha made such a thing happen, that it should be a dead person to be matamim, and who is Naziris, that shows that there's something wrong in his Kabbalah Naziris. There was something missing, and that's why the Pasuk says the first days don't count, he has to start all over again, because that obviously shows the fact they didn't get the right Siyata Dishmaya, shows us that there was something wrong with his Kabbalah Naziris. Another Uvda, there was once there was a group of ladies by Rebbe Tsikhanovsky, Aleh HaShalom, and the Rebbe Tsikhanovsky, Bali Tshuva, there were a few Bali Tshuva there, and Rebbe Tsikhanovsky told one of the ladies to say over her story. To say over her story how she became from. So she said that she wanted to become from, she wanted to keep Shabbos, and she was a smoker, heavy smoker, and Shabbos she didn't smoke. But every Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, she wasn't able to control herself, and she would smoke. And it bothered her a lot. She was trying to become firm, and as if to say, Hashem is not letting her. And she was very bothered about it, and she came into Rabbi Tsikhanovsky to ask her what to do. So Rabbi Tsikhanovsky said, I'll ask my husband. So she went to Reb Chaim, she told him, this lady, Reb Chaim didn't see ladies himself, the disciple also didn't see ladies. Some Gedolim didn't. And so she went into Reb Chaim, she said, this lady came, she's trying to become firm, and she's not able to go through a whole Shabbos without smoking. Reb Chaim thought a little bit, and he said, we have to send someone to the Shver. Reb Chaim Shver, Reb Yashiv. So he sent a shliach into Reb Yashiv to ask Reb Yashiv, and Reb Yashiv said, they should check her yichus. And they checked her yichus, and they realized that she wasn't Jewish. She wasn't Jewish. The geirus, there was a geirus somewhere back in the family, but the geirus wasn't the kosher geirus, and she was really a goita. And Reb Yashiv said that since goy sheshav is chayiv nisa, a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayiv nisa. So therefore, Hashem saw how much she wanted to do the right thing. Hashem held her back from keeping Shabbos in order that she shouldn't be chayiv nisa. Obviously, when she heard that story, she was magaya, and she became yid and became a full yid. So we see that when a person wants to do the right thing, he gets a special siyata d'shmaya. So that could be the pshat by the nozer. We see that such a thing happened to him against his will. That he should come to me. So the pasuk says he has to start counting all over again his naziris, because obviously there was a chesaron in the naziris. Just go a little further in the parasha of Birchus Kohenim. Birchus Kohenim is a mitzvah on the Kohenim to bench Klal Yisrael. Now the pasuk end says, "Koisavol Chesnei Yisrael, Omer Elohem." This is how you should bench Klal Yisrael. This is what you should say to them. The pesukim we know, "Yivrech Hashem Shemecha, Yo Hashem Ponam Melech Mekanega." Then the pasuk says, "V'somu es shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avochem." Hashem says that the kohenim should paste my name on Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to bench them. So who's I'm going to bench? It's machleitz shoyim. Someone should learn ani avochem means I'll bench the kohenim. The Rashbam and Eben Ezra learn that Hashem will bench Klal Yisrael. So one can explain the inyan. Why? Because Kohenim, well, the Pashup Shad is, it says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmecha. That's what Hashem and Eben Ezra learned. That they're telling Klal Yisrael, they're giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem should bench you. So the Pashup is saying, I will bench him. I will be Mekayim, the Tfilah of the Kohenim, the bracha of the Kohenim, and I'll bench clarity itself. But there's other pshatim that the Vavniya Balachim, not necessarily the bracha which the Kohenim, they mean, but Stam Hashem will bench, Hashem will bring bracha b'chlonis on Klal Yisrael. And one can explain the Inyan, there's a Sfasemis. Sfasemis points out that the Pasuk says, it says, B'Shem the Sfasemis, it says, Kohenim Sevocha is b'nei Yisrael, so you should bench. Now, the Pasuk doesn't say you should bench, the Pasuk doesn't give a mitzvah to the Kohenim to bench Klal Yisrael, it says, Kohenim Sevocha, this is how you should bench. Which means we're holding my Kohenim who want to bench Klal Yisrael. They're holding my bench in Klal Yisrael. The Torah is telling them how to do it. That's a Kohen. A Kohen is someone who has an Ayin Tova. He wants to bench Klal Yisrael. But like Aaron HaKohen, who the first Kohen, Ruach of Asomach Belibai, like Chazal tell us, when Aaron HaKohen met Moshe, even though Moshe Avinu was Aaron HaKohen's younger brother, we know how hard it is to get it, to when to see a brother get big things, Kavuchay, my younger brother, and Aaron HaKohen didn't have jealousy over Moshe, other Abba. He was happy for him, Baruch of Asamach Abilabai, and he would have asked him even come out with musical instruments. He was really so happy that Moshe Rabbeinu called the Gdulah, he wasn't jealous. So a Kohen, that's a Kohen, goes in the footsteps of Aaron HaKohen, and he has an Ayin Tov, he wants to bench Klal Yisrael. So the Pasuk doesn't need to give him a tzivui to bench Klal Yisrael. He's holding my bench in Klal Yisrael. He wants everyone to have the best. The Torah is telling him how to do it. When you're holding my bench in Klal Yisrael, this is how you should bench them. So that could be, the pshat is, now that could be, that's what brings the bracha, that's what brings Hashem's bracha on Klal Yisrael. When we see that when one Yid forgives another, and he wants this tova, that alone causes bracha, that causes Hashem, it's ma'or rotzen Hashem, to be made with Klal Yisrael. So that's a pshat, koi sevochu, like we say by koi sevochu, that they're holding my benching, so therefore, that's why that brings, that will bring the bracha from Hashem. Like Rashi says, Omer Lehem, Rashi teaches Omer Lehem, Loisavachim b'chipazon, b'holos, ele b'kavona, b'leiv shonim, they're going to bench Christ over the whole feeling, they're going to want their good, and that will bring, that's my Rotsan, the Rotsan Hashem, to be Mashpia Tov on Klal Yisrael. There is a vat that, there's a vote that we say after davening, we say after Kriyas HaTorah, Mondays and Thursdays, days of the Tachanun, we say Yotzen, a few Yotzen is Yotzen from Yinush and Mishmaim, they all start with Yotzen. Besides the last one, Tachinu, Kolbeis Yisrael, there's no Yotzen. So I want to tell the Peshat that the Yotzen means we're davening that it should be Yotzen, that it should be Eis Yotzen by Hashem. When we start with Achinu, when we say in the tefillah that Gan's clients are brothers and we all feel from each other, like Rambam says, tied to a brother is someone who cares for the other one, so that alone brings, is a Yisrael, so we don't have to ask Hashem that it should be a Yisrael, and the fact that we say Achinu is enough to bring a Yisrael by Hashem. Just one more point, which after is the Moshe Rabbeinu gave for the Mishkan, all the to Gershon Kras, Merari, he gave Kalim to carry the Mishkan. So it says like this. It says, Vayikach Moshe Sagolos HaSavokam Vitham Nesim Lalvim. He took the wagons and the cattle, he gave them to Lavim, he gave two Agolos, four Bakr he gave to Bnei Gershon, four Agolos and eight Bakr he gave to Merari, for them to carry what they had to carry, for Levnei Kras Loi Nasan. To Kras he never gave any wagons, no cattle, they carried the oren, the kelim, and kudoshim, they carried themselves, and they, without any wagons. So I heard from Rabbi Yankalinsky, said, imagine someone looking at the shaven costs, and how everyone was traveling, carrying everything, Gershon, Kos, and Rory. He would say, Nebuch, look how much costs are suffering. Every Gershon, Rory, they have wagons, they have cattle to help out, and Kos is doing everything himself. Let's say we go up to Kos and say, I'm Amish, feel sorry for you. Kos says, I don't know what you're talking about. I feel sorry for Gershon Rory. They got to feed the cattle. They got to take care of the Agolos. Me, I don't have to take care of anything. I have no wagons. And not only that, I'm not even carrying anything. The Oren knows this nice of. He says, Kos will say, look, I bought a pair of shoes. 10 years ago, I bought a pair of shoes. I never needed a pair of shoes since. I'm not walking. Whenever I carry, the Oren carries me. So the Akalinsky says, okay, so if the Oren carries Shevikos, let them sit on the Oren. Why did they have to carry it? He says, no. He says to the street that has to look like that B'nai Toya are the Nebuchs. Dov the Melech says, Tamu, a person has to taste the Toya and then he'll see the Metzikas HaToya. That's why it's not enough. Only if a person learns himself Toya, Kaveitim the Toya, then he'll realize the Metzikas HaToya. That's why how we say we can't be Messiahs the way the Welt look. That's not the right way. The Toya holds different. He gave another example. He said, the Gemara says, and we know if a person has a Prika and Tina, there's two mitzvahs the Torah gives to help unload, if you see your friend struggling, loading an animal, or unloading, there's a mitzvah to help him. Let's say you have an option. Reuben needs help loading his animal, and Shimon needs help unloading his animal. So who do you go to? Who do you help? You can only help one of them. You only have time for one. Who do you help? So the Gemara says, you help Shimon, who needs help unloading. Why? The animal is suffering. The animal needs help. The animal is suffering from the burden. And therefore, you help Shimon who needs help unloading and not Reuben who needs help loading. But the Gemara says, what happens? He looks closely and he sees that the one who needs help loading is his enemy. And the one who needs help unloading is his best friend. So of course he wants to go to his best friend. For sure. The Torah says, Prika, Tzabalachayim. No. The Torah says, here's different. You've got to go to your seiner. You've got to go to your enemy and help him load his animal. Why? Because lokuf esit soyadit. True, that sabal achaim, the one, the animal which needs help unloading, is suffering. But lokuf esit soyadit. If he's going to go to his seiner, he's going to be koyfer his yetzer. His yetzer tells him, don't go and help him. He's your enemy. Ignore him. Make how you didn't see him. He's going to go and help him. He's going to be koyfer his yetzer. So he said over, from Rav Dessler. But that says he doesn't understand. Who has a kedima? There's two donkeys over here. One donkey needs loading, one donkey needs unloading. Which donkey has a kedima? The one who needs unloading. It's Tzav Alechaim. Because these two people had a fight, the donkey has to suffer. What did the donkey do wrong? Says the Dessler says that the donkey is happy to suffer in order that this seed should be koyfer zitzoy. If the donkey would be able to talk, the donkey would say, I'd rather this seed goes and helps his enemy to be covered, so it's kedai for him to suffer. There's another example, which Rabbi Akalinsky gave, how we see we can't be messiahs the way the world look at things, we have to look with the eyes of the Torah. The Torah is kaveya, what's this, doesn't just what happens, just because to the street it looks like that the B'nai Torah are suffering, but someone who's kaveya to the Torah, he learns the Torah, he realizes how sweet the Torah is, he realizes what we see from in Lokav Asit Zahadav, it's even for Chamor, even for Baal Chai, a behemah is happy to suffer in order that he should be Koyf Azetze, we should be Zoychat, we should be in the Nyonim, we're living in difficult times, all the Nyonim which we talk about, which are Limudim for Parashas, not so we should be Zoychat, like it says, Bavichas Koinim, Yoash and Ponam Elechu, we should be Zoychat to Ha'oras Ponim, and Oichodash Atzi and Toy, Bavias Koyf Tzedek, Mehev, Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not finished yet. 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 I'm not finished yet.